The Austin Daily Drop starts in 30 seconds and is generously supported by ABC Home and Commercial Services Handyman Department, standing at the ready to handle any job or appliance, big or small, around your house. Painting, electrical, carpentry, power washing, water softeners, air conditioning. You don't want to do it, but it's all got to get done, and ABC does it all. More details coming up and online now at abchomeandcommercial.com. Whatever needs doing around your house, ABC has the expertise and experience to get it done. For over 60 years now, Bobby Jenkins and ABC Home and Commercial Services. Specialists for your environment. Wednesday, December 8th, 2021. This is the Austin Daily Drop. Thanks for finding us. I'm Chris Mosier. Stand by for news. Last night's local COVID numbers. As the threat of the Omicron variant grows, our community transmission rate, or CTR, calculated by merging total new cases per capita with our local positivity rate, is the metric city officials are most closely watching at present. Local CTR remains in substantial range at 67.8, same as reported yesterday, but over the last day, the statewide CTR for Texas has taken a huge jump from 60.9 to 74.1. Our daily average of new COVID hospitalizations, an important metric for staging, but also one that tends to rise late in new waves of infection, is continuing into a seventh week at an upper stage 2 plateau, 13.0 as of last night. Also, along with concern about Omicron, has come a recent rise in demand for vaccines and boosters in Austin, which is a good sign. Community Impact says a large share of that demand is for pediatric shots. Almost 19,000 doses administered in Travis County over the week ending December 4th marks the second highest weekly total locally since September. Supplies remain plentiful. The time is now. Go get yourself and your family protected. Walk-up vaccines, free and no appointment, ID, or insurance needed, are available through both city and county health authorities. Officials at the Texas Medical Association are operating under the assumption that the Omicron variant is present in all Texas communities, including Austin, says KXAN. As winter and colder weather approaches, maybe eventually, there's been lots of worry, as you've heard on this podcast and elsewhere, about the state of the state's power grid and the risk we run of another failure should we get another freak cold snap like the one we had last February. And so we tend to forget that in Austin, lots of us lost water service as well. CBS Austin says our local water utility is putting $71 million in funds recently acquired from the Texas Water Development Board to winterize their systems, including a major upgrade at the Ulrich Water Treatment Plant, which was in the planning stages before the February freeze, but was hurried to implementation because of it. Another one here from KXAN, who are reporting on not one but three different local high schools which have come under threats of school shootings lately. Lake Travis High School has increased its security presence following the discovery of a threat written on a bathroom wall. Rouse High School had a 20-minute lockdown yesterday when a student was caught carrying a BB gun and a knife. And a threat at Bowie High School involving pictures of guns was investigated but not found to be credible. School districts nationwide have seen a wave of similar scares in the wake of that deadly shooting in Michigan last week. Better news for the Westlake High School community. KVU says Westlake Chaparral's quarterback Cade Klubnik has been named Texas's Gatorade Football Player of the Year, a first for the Westlake program. Klubnik is also one of three finalists for Gatorade's National Player of the Year award. Klubnik has committed to play next season at Clemson and has led his team to a 13-0 undefeated season. The Chaps are in the running for a three-peat of state championships. They play Katy this weekend in the 6A Division II semifinal Saturday afternoon at 2 at Baylor's McLean Stadium in Waco. The winner of that game will face the winner of Saturday night's matchup between Denton Guyer and Tomball in the championship game, which will happen on December 18th. Coming up, more football news as Texas throws lots of money at its recent performance issues. A big announcement from the ACL Fest as blowback continues from that recent Rolling Stones show. A major national honor for HEB and where to go in Austin for great pizza and Christmas bars. All coming up in 30 seconds after a quick hello to Bobby Jenkins at ABC Home and Commercial Services. As we've said, winter will actually arrive here in Austin eventually, and you're going to want your heater to be up to snuff to handle the cooler weather. You want ABC to come out and make sure things are ship shape with your heating and AC service. They are top of mind for that kind of job. Better Business Bureau member, Chamber of Commerce member, and locally owned for over six decades here in Austin, Texas. Specialist for heating and AC maintenance, repair, and replacement, and specialist for your environment at abchomeandcommercial.com to find out more, and more coming up at the end of the podcast as well. KUT reports that boosters of the football program at the University of Texas are ponying up huge in an effort to draw top-tier talent to the Horns. The Clark Field Collective $10 million set aside to pay potential players for the use of their name, image, and likeness in marketing and endorsement deals. UT's not alone in this arrangement, as Texas A&M and SMU have similar funds contributed to and organized by donor groups, not the schools themselves, as paying college-level players has lately become accepted practice. Nor is this the only effort to reward Texas players financially. A fund called the Burnt Ends Fund pays all Texas tight ends $10,000 each in exchange for public and private event appearances. And the Houston Chronicle says the Pancake Factory Fund is being set up to pay Texas linemen $50,000 a year each in a similar arrangement. Couple of music-related pieces here. First, the Austin City Limits Music Festival has announced dates for their two weekends at Zilker Park in 2022. Culture Map says those weekends will be October 7th through the 9th and October 14th through the 16th, and that ACL presale tickets will go on sale tomorrow, Thursday, December 9th at 10 a.m., $275 for GA, $550 for GA+, and way up from there for various VIP packages. See the link in the show notes. The dates next year depart just a bit from the norm. Typically, ACL Fest happens the first two weekends of October. In 22, it's technically the second and third weekends of the month. Also in music, that Rolling Stones show a few weeks back, more specifically, the logistical disaster that surrounded it is continuing to reverberate. The Austin Monitor says those issues have led to a push for a City of Austin Disability Task Force. Travis County Tax Assessor and Collector Bruce Elfont weighed in with his story of difficulty navigating the concert with a foot injury. A shuttle he had arranged only took him to the main gate, where the only transportation available to get him to a seat was a gurney. And Elfont details unacceptable treatment of disabled concertgoers on the way out of the show as well. The Austin Music Commission is mulling next steps to establish firmer guidelines and policies for disabled access to live music events. Another one here from Culture Map here. Everybody's favorite grocery slinger, H-E-B, has been honored with a high ranking on a new rundown of America's best performing large private companies from Forbes magazine. This is based upon annual revenue. H-E-B places number 5 with an annual take of $36.8 billion, making it the largest private company in the state of Texas. And finally, if you're in the market for great pizza and or a fun Christmas-themed bar here in early December, my friend, you are not alone, and you're also in the right town. See Eater.com for a new list and map of Austin's 20 best pizzerias, ranging from DeSano Pizzeria Napolitana up north to Doughboys on Promontory Point down south. And see Austin 360 for a great rundown on local bars putting up their Christmas best. And I'm not talking Lala's, who do that all year long, although now's a great time to visit Lala's for sure. The Miracle on 5th Street pop-up at the Eleanor, weekend elfed up parties at the Red Dragon, and Sippin' Santa at Nickel City are all here. Season's greetings, enjoy responsibly. Find both of those links in the show notes. Austin weather, chilly this morning, but beyond lunchtime today, that cold front's past us. We'll hit a high of 78 today, and beyond that, a couple more weirdly warm days. Highs 80 to 82 tomorrow and Friday. Then another cold front moves in. Weekend highs in the 60s. Overnight low on Saturday night will be near freezing, around 35 in the city. And that's the Austin Daily Drop, y'all. I'm Chris Mosier. Links to all these stories can be found in the show notes at austindailydrop.com. You'll also find recent episodes of the podcast, likely include stories you haven't heard yet, so please do listen back. Thank you so much for your time. Have a great day, and we will catch you again tomorrow morning. Support for the Austin Daily Drop comes from ABC Home and Commercial Services Handyman Division. You know, part of the American dream of home ownership is the upkeep you have to keep up with. And if you don't keep up, that dream can start to become a bit of a nightmare when things start to pile up. There are shelves to put up, baseboards that need to be replaced, new ceiling fans that need hung. The list never ends, frankly. And you and your significant other may realize at some point that neither of you has any idea how to do any of this stuff, but it's got to get done. One name is all you need to remember, and that's ABC Home and Commercial Services. They've been pitching in for Central Texas homeowners just this way for over 70 years, and in their handyman division, they've got a full staff of painters, carpenters, electricians, you name it, and they do excellent work. They can handle most any honeydew, carpentry, or painting task around the house. Plus, they're carefully observing well-crafted COVID safety precautions while they're in and around your home. Everybody's fully background checked, too, and selected not only for their technical skills, but for their people skills as well. Get those house projects done now, and be sure and let them know when you call that you sprang into action after hearing about ABC on the Austin Daily Drop. ABC Home and Commercial Services are specialists for your environment.